The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA meeting. Bonus episode, surprise!
Surprise, bitch!
That's right, we are in lockdown here in sunny Sydney.
It is hot girl lockdown.
It is hot girl lockdown.
It's hot lock.
And what better way to celebrate than with a little special extra bonus episode?
I've just realised my sock's inside out.
Oh, good. Well, that's fitting.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're listening, not watching, just picture the worst lockdown outfit you can think of, times it by two, and that's kind of what we're sitting here in.
It looks like every kind of like style, fashion style in the world. Each vomited on us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We're all inclusive.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you guys a description of Amy.
Okay.
And then you can vice versa
to
me.
Good.
So we're gonna start from the toes all the way to the head.
Okay.
She's kicking it off, kicking it, pun intended, mm-hmm. with the feet, kick it, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Very funny.
With some beautiful multicolored spotty socks. Yeah. Party downstairs. The party just keeps getting bigger. It turns into a rave with the pants, the plaid pajama pants.
Nice.
Looking snazzy.
Yes.
The bright yellow oversized tee.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii. Love it.
Abby's.
The vest.
Puffer vest.
The puffer vest. The denim vest, could you imagine? The puffer vest that she's gone on over the top. Beautiful. The matching cap.
Mm-hmm.
To top it all off, a beanie on the top of the cap. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, Abby is much the same. We did go for matching. Some order here. Yeah. A little bit.
A little match.
So down the bottom, we've got stripy socks.
Yeah.
Multicolored stripes. Yeah. Lovely. Spotty pajama pants. Mm-hmm. They look really warm. They're like fleecy.
They are. They're incredible.
Lovely. A yellow and blue tie-dye oversized t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Matching puffer vest.
Mm-hmm.
Also a brown cap. And a green Bunnings beanie on the top.
Yeah. So we are visions.
We are.
And we are, you know, like fashion icons.
Yeah. Well, if you're also in lockdown, you know that there's no time to like look nice. Like you don't bother.
No.
This is how I rolled out of bed. I slept in my puffer.
I slept with my cap on.
Yeah, exactly.
Who are we trying to impress? Like we're literally not leaving the house.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you didn't know, Sydney's in... Oh, no, we should probably roll the intro.
Oh, now. We should probably do that. Let's do that
Before we do that... I was going to say, you know what's crazy is if like Dior or like Louis Vuitton had a fashion show and someone was wearing like one of our get-ups on it,
everyone
it would be a thing.
Icon.
Like imagine if Kanye's Yeezus, whatever it is, his street style like line wore something like this.
Everyone would love it.
Everyone would go ham on it, but I reckon we're going to get some odd comments. But you know what? Fuck you and your mum.
What did their mum ever do to you? All right, let's roll the intro and then get into it, shall
we? Yeah. Roll the intro! No!
What about a billion sorries?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. You!
Welcome to my... up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.
Okay, so the hats and beanies lasted a solid 2 seconds.
Yeah, it just has to come off.
I couldn't think with it. Was like, it's like when you put those tin hats on to ward off the aliens. Like I couldn't think
in
trapping,
it was trapping my thoughts. I felt like it was just like containing them, and I just want to let them all out for
exactly.
you guys to listen to.
Exactly. So this isn't going to be like a regular episode. It's a cool Mm-mm. episode.
Yeah. So we are in lockdown.
Yes.
If you didn't know, Sydney is in lockdown. We've had quite a few cases.
Mm-hmm.
And the past couple episodes we pre-filmed a while back.
Yeah.
So first of all, it's kind of weird to be sitting here. Like this morning, I was excited to film.
Yeah.
Because
we haven't in so
long.
Because we pre-filmed because Abby was supposed to be on the Gold Coast.
Yes.
Right now. And that obviously did not happen.
Neck minute, here I am.
But yeah, so we're a week into lockdown. We've got a week to go of this, but who knows if it's going to get extended or not.
Yeah.
So
we've had quite a few cases. And in the previous episodes that we pre-filmed, it's quite funny. We were talking about like, oh, we've had like one case. I don't know why everyone's being so dramatic, blah, blah, blah. Like, I reckon we jinxed it. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
I reckon we jinxed it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's hot lock. Hot girl lockdown.
Hot lock. What have we been doing in hot lock?
Not a lot.
What have we been watching?
High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Yeah, okay. So we are on it and we are involved in Olivia Rodrigo, Joshua Bassett, like their lives.
Yeah.
Like we are a part of their lives.
So good. Abby's like seen season one before, but she went back and watched it with Yaz and I so that we could like catch up, and now we're all up to the same point.
We're up to the exact same episode in season two. So
it's so good. It's so cheesy, but so good. And
they
like,
come out with a new episode each week. So the whole season's not even out yet. Oh, they only just released episode 8, I think.
Right. That's so exciting. You guys know we love Olivia Rodrigo here.
Yeah.
So
what's her fan base called? I went really
what
hard.
What's
her fan base called?
No idea.
Because we're them. Like we're part. Like so I was gonna be like, you know how Justin Bieber's fan base is called Beliebers?
Yeah.
I would be like, we're Beliebers. You know, we're Rodriguez. I don't know what her.
We'll have to Google it. I'm sure there's already something.
We've all got our driver's license.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, so today we won't be following the regular scheduled programming.
No.
We thought we'd just come with some fun things.
Yeah, because we have a regular scheduled programming in a couple days
for
you guys.
Coming out on Wednesday.
So this is going to be a bonus one anyway, so you're welcome for that.
Yeah, surprise. Do you have anything else to add to the weekly recap? Anything from the lockdown that we've...
Not really. I mean, I was pretty sick.
Yeah, true.
So
she got tested. She's negative.
Yeah, we were all really scared that I did have the Rona, but I don't. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I was actually talking to one of my friends last night at work because I'm like I'm an essential worker. But actually, oh my God, I just have so many thoughts. Just like as soon as I've taken off those two hats, thoughts are just like jumping out. An essential worker for this. Well, this isn't actually a lockdown. It's supposed to be a stay-at-home order.
Mm-hmm.
And what classifies an essential worker is if you can't do that work from home.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's like opens the door to so many things. Because you know how last year when it all started, it was literally just like grocery stores, petrol stations, like essential workers. But now an essential worker is classified as things that can't be done from home over Zoom or whatever. Which is so many things. Like, you can't make a coffee for someone over Zoom.
Yeah.
You know? You can't massage someone over Zoom.
Mm.
So.
I went out to go to the grocery store the other day because I literally, like, we've been pretty good. Like, we have literally only left the house to go to the grocery store, or the girls have gone to work. I don't have work during lockdown. But the amount of people out and about, like, even on the roads were busier than normal. And, like, I went grocery shopping like in a suburb that's kind of near a beach, and there were just people everywhere with their prams or like sitting on park benches. I was like, well, that's not essential exercise. Like, I'm at home taking this seriously and you guys are out going for picnics. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's annoying that there's always like someone who ruins it for everyone else.
Anyway, so yeah, lockdown, not a lot to report. Anyway, whatever. I'm sick of talking about COVID. I'm sick of lockdown. We got a message a few days ago, and Abby usually is all over the DMs, but she told me about this and we just really wanted to talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, and we asked her. Cool. She said, of course we can.
Yeah. From Lily. Yeah. She said we can say her name, right?
Yeah, I think so. Well, we've had a few things from Lily before. Like, she's probably sent in some shit we don't understand or advice things and whatever. And also, by the way, we love chatting to you guys in the DMs. So if you ever want a fat chat or, you know, anything like that, just send us a message and We'll get back to you. But yeah, what did she say, Amy?
Go. Okay, so she said...
You're smiling over there.
Because I just read the second message. I didn't read that one.
Oh, so good.
Just have to say, because of your podcast and advice, I'm now in a relationship and he actually watches the podcast as well. Haha. And he asked me, did I get shoved into him and was that the plan? And yes, it was. But I just thought I'd let you know that your podcast has brought two people together. Okay, so basically we're Cupid.
Okay, no, we're matchmakers.
Yes. And then we sent this voice message back being like, that's so cool. And then she said, and we were in the talking stage and then he sent me the TikTok of what not to say during the talking stage as a joke and then we literally just hit it off.
So basically our TikTok
brought them together.
I was going to say made love, but that's inappropriate.
We made love on TikTok to them.
That's weird.
But yeah, so basically we are matchmakers. Yes. And so moral of the story, if you're talking to someone, mm-hmm. you know, we did talk about that, like mm-hmm. talking stages, some advice on what to say. Send them one of our TikToks.
Yeah.
Actually, that's just a good thing in general. Send someone a meme, send them a TikTok, something yeah. like that. But definitely send them an AA TikTok.
Yeah.
And you will hit it off.
The proof is in the pudding, guys. We have evidence now. Yeah. So that's really exciting.
Let us know if you want us to...
set you up with your future husband or wife.
Yeah, we should do like a Love Island AA. And we just have all these hot single people.
Yeah.
And I'll be on it as
you
well.
You and I, like, that voice.
We're the hosts.
Yeah.
And we can do like the like Essex accent and stuff.
Yeah. Oh my God, that'd be so fun. Okay, yeah, so basically now we're becoming matchmakers. Osha, move out of the way.
We're gonna rent a house and just put cameras in it.
Yeah. Okay, now it's getting weird. Okay.
What do they do?
We interrupt this scheduled programming to announce the sponsor of today's episode.
That was really good.
I was trying to say the same thing as Amy.
And that is
Manscaped.
So we've said it once
and
we'll say it again. Manscaped is where your man escapes the smells.
Ooh!
Oh, we should be writing their like
slogans and stuff, their scripts or whatever. So what is Manscaped, Ames?
Manscaped is the best in the business for your grooming experience, mm-hmm. offering the best precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
For your family jewels. Yeah. Nice.
So we've got the Perfect Package 3.0, which comes with the Lawnmower 3.0.
Yeah, that's like the star of the show.
Yeah.
It's some fancy stuff, guys. Yeah. It's waterproof. It's got an LED light, advanced skin-safe technology so you don't hurt yourself.
Yes. Ceramic blade, like, mm-hmm. incredible. Yeah. Right? We've used it.
We actually have.
Not on our naughty bits, just on our legs and stuff.
Yeah. I actually used it on my sideburns recently.
Okay, Elvis.
It worked really well. It was good. It's really? A close shave.
I wanna do it on like my eyebrow.
Oh, that's
like an eyebrow slit would be cool.
And we have a special deal for the listeners today, don't we?
We do have a special deal just for you guys. So if you go to manscaped.com and use the code AA meeting, is that correct, Amy?
It is.
All in capital letters, you will get 20% off and free shipping.
Very nice. And that's only for you guys. That's an exclusive code. You can't get that if you don't listen to the AA meeting.
Exactly. And especially if you're like Australian based or something like that, shipping can get expensive because it's an American company. Yeah. But free motherfucking shipping.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. In the Perfect Package 3.0, you get your Manscaped, obviously. You get your Lawnmower 3.0. Mm-hmm. You also get a really cool bald deodorant
and bald toner,
which is the crop preserver, mm-hmm. and also the crop reviver. Mm-hmm. So if you want to preserve and revive your crops, get onto it.
It smells really good, guys.
It's not just for boys.
No.
It's for girls as well.
Exactly. I agree. What else does it come with, Abby?
You get a beautiful toiletries bag, which I actually use. You get some amazing knickers. I'm going to call them knickers for today.
Boxer briefs. They're manly.
Men's boxer briefs for free, I might add, with the Perfect Package 3.0. Jump onto their site. They have something for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've got these really cool t-shirts as well. Manscaped. Your balls will thank you. They've got a bunch of other things on there as well for everyone.
And lucky you guys, you can also get 20% off and free shipping with our code AAMeeting, all in capital letters.
Yes, at manscaped.com.
Yeah, get on it. Alrighty, well, let's get back to the show.
Yeah. Thank you, Manscaped.
I love you, King Julian.
I love you, Manscaped.
So, for this special bonus episode, because we're not doing the regular things, we posted on the stories a few times this week asking for questions and things you need advice on for our first ever Q&AA.
Yeah, Q&AA, little play on words there for letters.
Yeah, so we thought maybe if there's some things you want to know about us or some things that you've been dying to ask or whatever, now's the time. We're going to spill the tea because this bonus episode is like a lockdown sleepover, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it's I like that.
It's like a Zoom lockdown sleepover because we can't have sleepovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, every night with us is a sleepover.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I, not you guys and
we
I.
We spoon every night. Anyway, so...
Don't expose us like that.
Yeah. Okay, so Shaunae asks, I think that's... Shaunae? I don't know.
Shaunae, hey.
What's the first club you're going to go to when they open back up? I need more options to go to. Okay, we always talk about our favourites, so just to list them off, Bondi Junction, El Topo, and if you're on the Gold Coast, Bedroom. What else do we like?
Well, it depends on where she lives.
Yeah.
Like, if she lives in Perth or something, I have no idea. But Sydney, I guess, depends on what kind of night you want to have.
Oh,
really.
No, she's in Sydney.
Okay, cool. So, depends on what night you want to have. So, if you want, like, a more classier, vibier night, go to the burbs, so eastern suburbs. Go to, like, Coogee Pav, Coogee Bay Hotel, the Bondi Bucket List, like Hotel Ravisi's in like things like that is more like vibey and like aesthetic.
Yeah.
If you're wanting a like dance time, Sloppo.
Or Standard Bowl.
I was just about to say that, yeah. It's also called Lo-Fi. So it's like this place on Oxford Street. You can type in Standard Bowl or whatever. It'll come up, but it's a third level. So...
Yeah. They have a bowling alley there. But, like, it's a club and then there's just, like, this random bowling alley.
There's a bowling alley in the middle of the club right next to the dance floor, right next to the podium, actually. And then, like, the upstairs is, like, a full arcade. That's why it's called Lo-Fi. And it overlooks the whole dance floor. It's actually so sick.
Yeah, that's really cool. We haven't been there in so long.
I know.
What else do we really like? Oh, like, in the city, I don't know if we've really talked about the pub crawl that much. But here we go. Oh. If you're in for a big night.
Yeah. I wonder if they still... Oh, well, I guess when stuff opens back up, they'll do
surely.
It.
There's a heap of pub crawls in Sydney. I don't remember exactly what the one we go
I think it's
called.
Literally called Sydney Pub Crawl. Yeah, so okay. There's one that's called Koala. Don't do that. Do Sydney Pub Crawl.
Yeah. And so basically you pay $20.
Or big night out, Sydney Pub Crawl. Yeah, something like that.
You pay $20, you buy your ticket online, you get entry into, this is all included in $20. All you spend the whole night is $20. Entry to four clubs, and they like good ones, like they pick decent ones. You get a free drink at each place, pizza at the end of the night, and usually there's a fireworks show if the weather permits. For $20. Guys, you can't buy two drinks in a club for $20.
Right? And I don't understand why more people don't do it.
I know. I think it's designed for like backpackers and tourists and stuff. Yeah. But we used to go all the time.
And like you can, we used to go all the time. And we became best friends with the people who ran the actual pub crawl.
Yeah.
And then like they, remember they like offered me a job? And I was doing like a trial shift. And I was yelling at all these random people, a part of the pub crawl. There's like 50
absolutely
people.
Plastered.
And I was like, follow me. But I was going to say, hot tip, if you want to choose what clubs you go to, become friends with the people who do the pub crawl. And then they, I remember them discussing, remember when we were at like Cargo, they were discussing like, I don't know if we should go Three Wise or Jungle, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I was like, we have to go to Three Wise. Yeah. They're like, okay, Abby.
And that's good because they take you to places that are good, but that I feel like places like Three Wise Monkeys and stuff is like, a bit hit or miss.
Yeah, and I wouldn't go there for a whole night. No. You know, so it's good to only go there for like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. So you like go to whatever club it is and then after a certain amount of time they just like call everyone and then you all walk to the next club and then get in for free and get a free drink and whatever. Like,
is
it's
that not the
so
best
good.
Job ever? I wish I took up that job. Maybe I'll We should make our own pub crawl.
What?
Is that not the best idea ever?
Yes.
The AA meeting pub crawl. Oh, and we take them round.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And we fucking give them merch and shit.
Okay,
and
guys,
we can charge them for the tickets and they can get like a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh my. And that would be the best way that we can meet these people. Amy, we yeah. have to do that.
Yeah, okay. Keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
We're going to put that in the works. Okay. Yeah, so pub crawl's good. Is there anywhere else that we've missed?
I mean, like, we live on the more, like, southern end of the city, but like obviously there's all these places up north, like in Manly, all around the like, what's it called, the beach, I guess, or the bay, the
I haven't spent a lot of time up there.
Oh, well, there's like the Bavarian and then like Manly Wharf and like all the Wharf, that's what it is. There's all these really cool places there as well.
We spend a lot of time in Newtown. We completely forgot about Newtown.
Oh, true.
We love Newtown. If you're looking for something a bit more cash, you can literally wear jeans and sneakers and like, you know, everyone's really like chill there.
Yeah, and you can play pool and like. Yeah,
Newtown Hotel's good. Webster's Rooftop is really good.
Yeah, I really like the Bank.
The Bank's really good.
They have like an R&B room that you can actually dance as well, because Newtown's more of a like sit down and drink rather than like shake your booty.
Yeah, except Marley. That's where you can
dance. Oh, Marley Bar goes off.
Yeah, when COVID's not happening. Anyway, those are our recommendations.
We spent a really long time on that question.
Yeah,
but,
sorry. We're just really passionate about it.
Yeah. But if you guys are ever in Sydney and you want to know where to go, send us a message. We'll let you know.
Yeah.
I've done that before in the past. People have been like, I'm in Sydney for the weekend. Where should I go? I'm like, babes.
Yeah, you've come to the right place.
I got you.
Okay, so I'm just going to quick fire a couple.
Cool.
Darby asked, what's your favorite clothing shop?
Ooh. Shop or brand?
It says shop. Mine's Glassons. I literally wear everything Glassons.
I do love Glassons, but I'm a slut for like a general pants or like a universal store. Or Kukai.
Yeah.
We are just little white girls at heart, aren't we?
If we're talking online, like pretty much everything I ever wear is from Glassons or Princess Polly. That's it. That's my whole wardrobe.
Really?
Right there. Yeah.
Mine's literally general pants and Kukai.
Okay, about 4 people asked for body count. No. Get your head out of the gutter.
Get your head out of my brother.
And
people were asking, usually people were like, who has the higher body count? Like, I want to know, blah, blah, blah.
Why do you care? Give us your thoughts on literal 10-year-olds vaping.
That's just do people realize it's bad for you?
You know what I reckon though? Like when cigarettes first would be like years and years ago, when like our parents were really young or whatever, like they didn't know that it was that bad, you know?
And like, but no one knew.
No, but, like, it was, like, whatever, it's cool and, like, it's not going to kill me kind of thing. I feel like that's kind of, like, vaping, I feel like these kids aren't, like, probably don't understand exactly what it's doing to their insides.
Yeah, I don't agree with vaping that young.
No.
Like, obviously, I don't know, when you're 18 or something, like, you're an adult, you can do whatever you want. If you choose to put that in your body, then, like, that's at your own discretion. But, like, young kids, how are they even buying it? Like, it's just, like, I don't understand.
No.
How do they have money to buy a vape?
No,
like, they don't have a job, right? No. They're using their allowance to buy vapes to then, like...
Yeah, mum works at a school and she said that she literally, like, sees every kid vaping every day.
Mm.
Like, it's just such a... Anyway, whatever. Yeah. I don't understand. It's literally killing you, especially if you're that young and, like, your brain hasn't developed, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to keep this anonymous. How to deal with your boyfriend or situationship being clingy?
There's only one way to deal with it.
What?
End it.
Well, no.
No, I'm kidding. Well, like, there's a difference between a boyfriend and a situationship. I think a boyfriend is kind of a bit more allowed to be like clingier because, you know, you're in a relationship with it. If you're in a situationship, it's a bit different.
I think it's really important to, especially like if it's a situationship, maybe it's kind of new, you need to lay down the law about what you're comfortable with and what you're not comfortable with and whatever early on, you know, like if
you're... And everyone hates having those, I hate having those conversations, but like
Yeah, but you if you're not one who wants to literally be with them every single day, then you need to, like, in a nice way, you can't be like, I don't want to see you this much. But, like, you need to make it clear what you both want. And, like, just end it. That's no way to deal with your problems.
That's the easy way out.
You should talk through your issues. But, like, yeah, I think you need to have a conversation and be like, look, I need a bit of space, and it's not because I'm not happy, it's just that, like, I need more time for myself and whatever, especially if you're someone who's, like, very independent or, like, what's it called, introverted, then I understand. But yes, you need to just talk to them about it.
Yeah, and people have, like, we've talked about this, like, off camera and stuff, like, with all of our friends, like, everyone has a different love language, you know, and so, like, it's about, like, knowing what each other's love languages are and then, like, compromising with each other. Yeah. So, like, in her instance or whatever, their love language is probably, like, physical touch or something.
Quality time, probably.
Oh, something like that, yeah. And so, like, you just need to work with them
on, like, find a balance.
Yeah, how to, like, satisfy their needs and also, like, not make yourself feel uncomfortable, sorry.
I agree. Communication is the answer to that question. How to get over a reoccurring ex. I don't have anything for this. You can take it.
Yeah, I just think I can't speak from experience.
No, me neither. I think you've just got to remember that, like, it didn't work for a reason. And as much as, like, it's so nice to go back to that safety blanket, like, it didn't work for a reason and it's going to keep not working. And in the end, you're only making it harder for yourself, you know?
And, like, they never really change.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind.
Why are so many girls attracted to toxic guys?
I think it's just, like, it sounds so stupid and, like, cringy and whatever, but it's
I've been saying people's names, sorry.
It's just, like, the chase, really. It's, like, the wanting what you can't have. And if this, like, in my eyes, the toxic boy would be, like, one who doesn't like you back or, like, kind of treats you like shit and stuff like that. And so a lot of girls in particular, it's just, like, in women nature to, like, be nurturing and, like, try and fix things and, like, try and change them. And you think that you're the one that's going to be able to change him and, like, change him from being toxic into, like, a great boyfriend or whatever. But, like, I think it's that mixed with, like, a lot of girls, like the chase and, like, want what they can't have, you know.
This came from a boy, so the one thing I want to say to you is that, like, girls will figure it out, you know, like, eventually they figure it out. You're probably in a stage where, like, it feels like all girls are only going for these, like, idiot guys who treat them like crap, but, like, it just takes one or two of them to really mess them over for them to go, I just want someone nice, and that's when you can step up to the plate, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nice guys always finish last is not true.
No.
Just think, like, if that's what she's going for, then, like, obviously she can't see your worth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, you don't need to change and you don't need to become toxic or anything like that. Just keep to yourself and, like, the right person will come along and it'll be glorious.
Yes, I agree.
So we got this DM and it's kind of like a little bit, like, we need to give her some advice. We need to help our bestie out.
Okay.
So, she said, hi. My parents split up last year in August after 14 years of being together, and we ended up needing to move. We have a cycle of a week at each parent's house. Anyway, lately they have been quite close, and the reason they split up was because of fighting all the time and, like, not loving each other enough, and I thought maybe they were just becoming good friends. But they actually had a talk with my sister and I saying that they are dating. It makes me uncomfortable. I never had a problem with them splitting up, but now it's just weird and kind of awkward seeing them together. My question is there anything I can do to make me not feel uncomfortable about this situation? And so, I don't know what you're thinking, Ames, but I don't know. I'm not really one to, I can't, like, speak on any of that because, like, I haven't experienced anything like that and I don't want to say something that, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm the same. My parents, I'm very grateful, are still together.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what that feels. I have a lot of friends who have been through.
Me too.
Splits, but not getting back together. Yeah. I think like your feelings are valid, you know, and that sound, I sound like a psychiatrist, but I think you've probably like come to terms with the split, and then it's just like your body's like,
another change. Yeah.
Because you had like come to terms with that.
And because it's her parents, there's obviously like a lot of love that she has for them and they have for her. And so it's just an adjustment.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, I guess I'm trying to put myself in that situation. I'd feel weird, but like, I'd just want the best for my parents. Like, I wouldn't want them to have to go through another breakup. But if they're happy, then I'm happy, you know?
Yeah. Your parents are human too. Like, they go through relationship issues in the same way that like we do, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think give it some time.
Maybe have a chat to your sister first and see where she's her at. Head's at. But yeah, I don't really think I can speak on it too much because I don't.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to offend anyone as well.
Yeah, I think give it some time.
Time heals all wounds.
Yeah, it is. I'm really sorry. That's really awful.
I said back to her, I was like, I'm really sorry you're going through this. Okay. But we're always here if you need a fat chat.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
We can hang out. We got another DM from Toby.
Hi, Toby.
And he said, hey, I just wanted to say I honestly love you both so much. I always have trouble getting to sleep and was on TikTok and saw a little snippet of your podcast. And now I've been listening to you both to fall asleep. And then it goes in brackets, trust me, you're not boring. I just exhaust myself.
Exhausting. I get it.
I actually have a question for the podcast as well. I'm not sure if you guys have already talked about this or not, but what are your star signs? So we have talked about this before. I think it's like episode 4 or something like that.
Probably. Yeah.
I'm a Taurus
and I'm an Aquarius.
And, it says, oh, and do you have / believe in crystals? Lots of love.
Okay, beautiful. Abby can probably take it away with the crystal thing. I do believe in it. I think that there's like some truth there because I think like they come from the earth and we also, that sounds really third eye-ish, but like have a connection to that. But I don't know as much about it as Abby does, so you can take it away.
Well, I own some crystals and stuff, but I'm not like a, like I think there's this weird persona of everyone who has crystals, like, puts them on their head as they, like, go to sleep and they're, like, young, da-da-da, like, speaking gibberish and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a thing. And, like what Amy just said, they are, like, stones made from the earth, or some of them are, like, extraterrestrial. Like, they're from asteroids crashing into the, like, things like that. And so they have all this, like, energy within them. So I think I believe in them. I think that they have, like, energy in them and like just what you decide to do with that energy, like what intentions you set for yourself and for the crystals and like I don't know, I like it. I think it actually works. Like, I think it helps me and like it's nice to have something to like believe in.
Yeah,
it's like a weird open-ended hope.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Lovely.
But as regards to, like, star signs, we have said it before, like, they are accurate but also not. But, like, also you shouldn't break up with someone just because they're a Scorpio. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not one of those people who's, like, checking my star sign every day to see what my day is going to be
and like. Your and compatibility whatever. With other star signs.
No, but, like, if I look at the characteristics of an Aquarius, I'm the most Aquarius I've ever met.
Yeah.
You know? Sugar. But no, I'm not like, well, Aquarius is going into retrograde. I don't even know what I'm talking about right now. But
yeah.
So therefore I can't go to that party. You know, yeah. Like, I'm not like that. And you're not really either, hey?
No, not really. I just use my star sign as an excuse when something happens. I'm like, oh, yes, because I'm a Taurus, you know, as a joke though, never seriously. Okay, we have this one, best Uber story / your Uber ratings. And why do you think that they're that? Like, the best things happen in, and then the message cuts off. I wonder what he was going to, or what they were going to say.
The best things happen in Ubers, probably.
Maybe.
Well, we'll start with our Uber ratings. Mine's a 4.99 and it's a sore point. What's yours?
I wouldn't even know, but like, honestly, last time I checked, like, it wasn't good.
Yeah, right.
Because I generally order the Ubers on the way home when we're, like, not our best.
Yeah.
See, like you probably order them on the way to the place where we're like hyping each other up and hyping up the Uber driver. So you get the good rating and I get the shit rating.
Mm.
And I get like the fines for people vomiting and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So my Uber rating's not the best. but funniest Uber story.
Oh my goodness, guys, we have a personal Uber driver.
Oh my God, we have two.
We've never talked about Thomas and Romel.
No.
Okay, so.
So we actually have personal Uber drivers who come pick us up.
And I know what you're thinking. What even is that? So basically we just got an Uber once and the guy loved us so much that he gave us his number and now we can like call him.
Yeah, whenever we want.
So first there was Romel.
Yeah.
And then he went to Japan for a while. So he was like kind of
MIA. No, well, he was MIA and I was trying to call him like a bunch of nights. Being like, can you pick us up? Can you pick us up? Anyway, one day he just sends me a photo out of the blue of him like in front of some temple with this like big hat on. It was like resembling the temple. And he was like, I'm so sorry. Like I'm in Hong Kong or something like that. I was like, okay, Romel, have fun.
And then there's Thomas, who just really holds a special place in our hearts.
Yeah.
And he's...
So he's the same. We had him for a ride one time and then he loved us. We loved him. We clicked.
Yeah.
And he gave us his number and he comes and picks us up whenever we want. And they give us discount. They give us like less...
Yeah.
What? Less rate? I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's like we a cheaper rate and whatever.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Love Thomas. Hi, Thomas. Hey, I hope Thomas. You're watching. Oh my gosh. Does he know about the podcast? He'd love it, I reckon.
Probably.
Anyway, so best Uber stories. Gosh, there are so many that I probably don't even remember.
They all kind of mesh into one.
Yeah. We've got a lot of bad Uber stories, like when they've just been really terrible drivers. Uber drivers seem to think that because you're drunk, you won't notice that you're about to die in the backseat of their car.
Yeah, if anything, it makes us more drunk or more, like, even sicker.
Yeah, they'll, like, swerve and stuff because it's, like, late at night and there's no one on the roads.
And what is it with Uber drivers not wanting to go through Maccas?
Right? I think it's because...
Isn't that more time in the car?
Yeah, but you don't pay per time anymore. So you used to, and that's why they would, like... And then Uber got in heaps of trouble because Uber drivers were going really slow so that they'd, like, get more money.
So it's about distance? I thought it was an average of time and distance.
Well, that's why you get a set price before you get in the Uber. So they have to get you from here to here. If they stop in the middle, they're not getting paid for that time.
But, like, who fucking cares?
Oh, I would go through
It's Maccas. 5 minutes. I'd go through Maccas and, like, rack up some charges on the people's account. Like, I'd be like, oh, yeah, can you get... No, remember one time we got our Uber driver a meal?
That's what I was going to say. We always offer, like, to buy them something.
I remember one time I was like, nah, I'm getting you something. And I got them, like, chips or something.
Yeah.
And they ate them.
Yeah.
See? If you're an Uber driver... Let the drunk girls get Maccas at the end of the night. They probably need it.
They really do. And then if you're going to swerve all over the road, it's the least you can do.
Yeah, you're asking for a vomit.
Anyway.
Next one. Does it hurt being such hotties?
Is that Montana? I saw that.
Yeah, it's from Montana. Yes, hey, girl.
Does,
Montana.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, you know, it does hurt. but like, you know, you learn to live with the pain.
You do.
The burden of being a literal 10 out of 10.
Yeah. It's tough, but someone's got to do it, you know.
Okay, someone says, I'm not a dancer, but I reckon I could beat you both at a dance competition with my lit moves.
Sounds like a challenge.
Yeah, I'd like to see you try.
What's their name? Call them out.
No, it's like...
Okay, it's a secret. I'd like to see you try.
Mm.
We'll see you at Sloppo. It's a date. We'll carve it up.
Yeah. We're doing like 2v1.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're a package deal.
Like, you don't get an extra partner, but, like, we're going to tap in.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so on and off with a boyfriend of 3 years, but I think I'm catching feelings for a guy at work. What do I do?
Okay. It's kind of like what we said before. If it keeps not working, there's a reason behind that.
Yeah.
With your ex. Yeah, if you're on and off with him, like, it keeps being off for a reason. And I think if it was, I mean, it's tough, but like if it was really meant to be, then you wouldn't have eyes for anyone. You know, and I know that sometimes things just happen, but.
Wait, where are you getting at? I'm confused.
I'm saying ditch the boyfriend and go for the guy at work.
Yeah. No, but like, okay, it's a work crush.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't shit where you eat.
You can't shit where you eat, exactly. But like, everyone has work crushes and like they're crushes that like you wouldn't even have probably
in real life.
If you didn't work with them. You know what I mean? If you were like in real life, like you probably wouldn't think twice about it. Mm. But it's because you're at work and you're in that environment. And it's like, it depends on where you work, but like a high pressure environment. And like, it's just nice to have some, what's the word I'm looking for?
Eye candy. Something to be excited
about. Yeah, something to be excited about to go to work. Oh. Especially if you work like a shitty job. It's like something to be like, oh, I get to work with this person. And like you might not even like, it's happened to me before in the past. Like, do you remember? Oh, maybe I didn't live with you then. Probably not going to put this in. But you've I was in love with this boy. Like in love.
Mm.
But like he wasn't even that good looking. And like he had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then like, and I would literally just like be so excited to go into work. And I would look at the roster and be like, oh my God, he's here.
Yeah. Well. Okay. So maybe I tread lightly with the work crush situation because that's a sticky thing. But
yeah,
as for like, I think if things were really great and healthy with your boyfriend, then you wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like,
I know exactly what you mean. So we're saying ditch both the boys.
Yeah. We're saying hot lock. Hot girl lockdown.
Hot lock. Yeah. Do what you need to do with your ex and then your work crush is your eye candy.
Yeah. Ditch them both. Ditch them.
No, I'm saying keep them both.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, both terrible advice, so do what you want.
Okay. How to get over a cute guy.
Okay. Well, for starters, don't give him that power, a cute guy.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's just a regular guy and you're on the same level.
What is he, like 12? Dogs are cute.
Yeah, but like, for starters, you can't put them on a pedestal.
Oh, yeah. Know? Yeah. No,
like,
babes.
Being like, he's so cute. Like, no, he's the same level as you. And I'm not sure the reasons why you're trying to get over him. Like, obviously, it's not working or maybe he's not interested or something.
Mm.
But, yeah, just don't look at him like he's so great and he's up there and I'm down here, you know. Because then you'll never get over him because you're going to be like, oh, I just wish that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or like, fuck his best friend.
Okay, well, yep. There's two options there.
Got some conflicting thoughts going on over here.
We like to really play the field.
Or so. His dad or something.
How old's this person? They said cute. She's probably like 12.
Oh. Someone said, what's your podcast setup? You're looking at it.
Maybe they listen.
Oh, okay. Well, we use Abby's phone for a camera.
Yeah, it's really not a professional setup.
Like, no.
We may look like we've got our shit together. Yeah. No, we don't.
I wish you guys could see what's not in the shot right now.
We've got, let's just play this.
Yeah, let's paint a picture.
Two laptops down in front of us. One, my laptop is recording the audio. Abby's laptop has the plan for the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Attached to that is our audio interface with two cords leading to our microphones. We have boom arms and pop filters, which is kind of a new addition. Before this, we were just having handheld microphones, which are attached to crappy $8 Kmart chairs.
And the thing is, we actually have broken them. So broken the suspension, like the mic stand thing. Mm. So now it permanently lives on the Kmart chair. So if you want to sit on the Kmart chair, because these are our kitchen chairs.
Yeah, these are our dining chairs.
then you have to sit with the mic as well.
We've just learned to like straddle around it.
Yeah.
We have a tiny little table with our ring light.
Our like $20 ring light.
Yeah, really so crappy shit. Ring light with Abby's phone, but it's actually like broken, like the spring part.
Yeah, the ring light's broken.
We have a keg sitting in between us.
Yes.
Yeah. With a neon sign above. This is kind of the most professional part of the whole.
Yeah.
Because this is what you see.
Yeah, this is the chairs, the keg in the middle. Ooh, keg for decor.
Mm-hmm.
And our lovely neon sign.
Mm-hmm. And then we both have a black couch each and pink pillows to match the sign. Other than that, everything else is we're in our living room.
Yeah, but like I wish you could see like the wires everywhere and like the shit that's just like we throw like the cases for everything. Oh God. Anyway, so moral of that story,
we don't have our shit together.
Oh, I was gonna say, if you want to transfer us some money.
Oh yeah,
that I too. Wish we had Venmo here in Australia.
Mm.
Like, do you know how it works? You can send a Venmo request to someone. You don't even need their details. You just need their phone number.
But can't you not transfer in America?
Like, yeah, so they have Venmo. That's their transfer. So you don't even need account details. Mm. Like, I don't need your BSB and whatever. I just need your phone number and I can send you a Venmo request, which means, like, say we got an Uber and, like, I'm like, Amy, you owe me $10 for the Uber. I will, if you don't, like, just Venmo it to me, then I can send you a request being, like, pay me $10, and then you go, yes, and then it pays me money. But then you can put your Venmo number, it's like a little ID number, like you can put it out to the public and people just like Venmo you to that number and that's you.
What? It'll probably come to Australia eventually.
Yeah.
Because it's a good idea.
Because I was going to say, Venmo us some money so we can get a better setup.
Yeah, but we don't have Venmo. No, just message us and we'll send you our bank details. any more questions?
Best drugs?
How would I know?
Love.
Absinthe.
From Matisse, weirdest thing Matisse. You've ever done?
Probably got dressed into this outfit this morning.
I was Matisse. Just thinking that. I was like, looked like this, yeah. in like not in public, but like, you know, this yeah. is going on the internet.
And put it on the internet.
This isn't just for like funsies at home making a stupid video. No, this is going on the internet.
Yeah.
And we have like important people who like follow us or even like look at our stuff, like potential like collaborations or brands and stuff, and we look like this.
Also, I won't give it away, but we don't look very nice in our next episode either, so just yes. for that. Okay, last question.
Last one.
This is from our friend Ella, who hey, you guys also saw in the pre's episode.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing someone can say in the bedroom?
Pass me the Bible.
Pass me the Bible. I thought instead of this we could pray.
Let's hold hands and pray. That's a good one. Let's leave it at that.
That's okay. Well, thanks so much, guys. That was our first ever Q&A. I don't know if it'll happen again. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. Who knows? Yeah,
let us know what you think. Let us know if you enjoyed the little bonus episode.
Yeah.
And if you've got any other questions or you want us to give you some advice, send it through.
Yeah, we can pop it in a regular episode.
Yeah.
We do have regular stuff happening this Wednesday. So we'll see you then.
Yes. Yeah. And be sure to follow us on Instagram and on TikTok. It's the_AA_meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram's where we interact with you guys the most. So if you ever want to like talk to us or anything like that,
or be involved in things like this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a place to be.
And yeah, get us to 40K on TikTok.
Yeah, we're so close.
We're like stuck in the mid 30s at the moment. We want to get up to 40K. So go follow us on there. Get your grandma. Get your dog, create an account for everyone and follow us on TikTok.
Please.
Yeah. And then subscribe to us on YouTube, on Spotify and everything.
Okay. Anyway, thanks guys. We will see you on Wednesday with a regular episode.
Yes.
But not regular because every week is something new and exciting.
Yeah. We look forward to it as much as you do because we don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kind of just all spills out and, you know, we just roll with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Embrace the weirdness.
Exactly. Bye, guys.
Oh, my knee! Did you hear that crack?
Is that your knee?
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
You! Welcome to my up home. I'm Lou Shorty. These my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics. Let's go!
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.